sometimes I will tease my clients. I will say to them, what would your mother or your father have done had you talked as disrespectfully to them as your child is talking to you?
Oh, no. You don't know my mother. I did not talk to my mother that way.
Why not? You were a 13-year-old girl once. If 13-year-old girls are so automatically, developmentally obnoxious, why weren't you?
Well, I may have felt like it, but I didn't do it very often.
Why not?
Oh, I knew.
You knew what?
Something would happen.
What?
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
It never happened.
Why didn't it happen?
I never did it.
Why didn't you do it?
Something would have happened.
What?
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
It never happened.
Why didn't it happen?
I never did it.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
It's an Abbott Costello routine.
But it reflects, I believe, one of the reasons why so many parents nowadays are befuddled, flummoxed, baffled, confused.
Got my thesaurus in front of me here.
Over their children's behavior and looking back at their own childhood saying, I never would have done that. I couldn't conceive of it. I didn't do it.
Well, did you not do it because you got punished heavily?
No, I don't even remember getting punished for it. I just didn't do it.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't. It didn't enter my mind. I just knew that if I did, there'd be trouble. Big trouble. On me.
I think that touches into one of the great explanations as to why so many parents feel so much less discipline competent than their own parents.
And so many parents who are better educated than their own parents, who read a lot more about parenting than their own parents, unfortunately they don't read my stuff, because it's what I have labeled the perception of authority. Almost like parenting imprinting. Way, way back, early in your childhood, somehow you got the message from your own parents, don't do that. If you do, you won't like what's going to happen. You can count on that. It was a very clear, powerful statement of the unknown. An absolute limit, if you will. Don't even in your wildest imaginings think about saying a cuss word at your mom or your dad. Or in a fit, kicking them. Or putting your hands on them in a nasty way. I could have been as upset as humanly possible with my mom. And it would have never entered my mind to physically hurt her. Why? I just knew. And I knew from years and years prior, it was in my brain, it was conditioned, it was a gut response, don't go there. Oh, it's not abusive. As I talk about this, I know many of you are thinking of your own parents, and you're not thinking of people who would have taken out a bazooka and shot at you, huh? No, they were loving people. Care for you very much. They were not abusive. But somehow, some way, the message got across that the consequences, however you'd have to speculate on what they would be definitive, would be powerful, would be absolute. You knew it.
It was as predictable as gravity. You knew it. You see, I submit to you that huge numbers of American children, perhaps the majority, no longer live with that perception. Mom and dad don't really have a bottom line. Therefore, I can go places with my conduct and see what happens. That's it. They don't have an absolute limit. They don't have behavioral turf that I better not walk on. No, it's all pretty much open. The question becomes, of course, how did we lose that? That's a monologue for another time and place. I have many ideas on how we've lost that. Nevertheless, there's a corollary that follows the axiom. That's about the only thing I left from my engineering days. The corollary is this. If you have the perception of authority in the eyes of your kids, you don't have to discipline anywhere near as much. If you don't, to whatever degree, simple relationship, the less your children perceive that you have those limits, clear-cut limits, the more you will have to struggle to establish them, generally resulting not in strong discipline, but in frustrating interchanges of yelling or negotiating or nagging or cajoling or pleading or giving choices or re-reminding. Real authority leads to less discipline. Weaker authority leads to more discipline.